Alan Jones' retirement, Josh Frydenberg's budget woes, and more.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate weekly bulletin. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. We've got editor at large here, Errol Parker. What's doing, Errol?
Not much. I'm just doing my huge, mate.
Good to hear. And Wendell Hussey, of course, the Diamond Tina Shire's favourite newsreader. How are you, Wendell?
Very well, thank you, Clancy. Looking forward to the weekend. How are you travelling?
Good, mate. I'm doing all right. Getting used to all this, and the pubs will be open soon, it sounds. What's in the news this week as we embrace the excitement of our country reopening?
Well, to start off with, Alan Jones has announced his resignation as leader of the Liberal Party this week.
Yes, it's one of our biggest stories this week. The Parrot of Sydney's Harbourside has announced he'll be hanging up the boots, or hanging up the microphone, if you will. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he was initially nervous about a future with Alan Jones telling him how to think, but having spent the last couple of months following the advice of medical experts and finding success, he's feeling a little bit more confident.
Well, it reminds me of a story from the last time I saw Alan Jones out. So basically, we're at Taronga Zoo. A bit funny, and finger but anyway, that's my Alan Jones story.
Any comments on that one, Wendell?
Yeah, there was one from Mark Van Sham, a resident of our Batuta Heights district, and he said, all we need now is the 150 extremist left-wing journalists at the ABC to resign, and things will be on an equal footing.
Interesting point there, Mark Van Sham. Never thought of it that way, that Alan Jones was necessary as one of the biggest voices in the Australian media to balance up the inner-city lefties at the ABC. Interesting point. Maybe there will be a bit of a clean-out of the ABC once we no longer need them for emergency update.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. I don't know when that'll be. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has this week realised that he has to fill the $360 billion hole in the federal budget without taxing anyone who voted for him.
Yes, the Melbourne doormat has suddenly realised, to his horror, that he has to try and get the nation back on track without taxing the rich or big business fairly.
Yes, but he has also announced that he's confident the 380,000 jobs that have disappeared under coronavirus will re-emerge over the next couple of weeks as pubs and restaurants are given clearance to serve 10 people at a time. Good to stay positive, Josh.
Elsewhere around the country now, and a local anti-vaxxer has urged people to do their own research into car seats.
That's right. According to French Quarter residents Banjo Clement and Magnolia Hibiscus, car seats and baby capsules can cause scoliosis and diabetes to children because of the pressure it puts on their spine and pancreas. And they want the world to know this.
Yeah, do you know what else causes scoliosis and diabetes in young children? Flying out of a car windscreen, that also causes it.
Nothing 8 or 9 trips to the chiropractor cannot fix that.
Moving on to other parts of town now. And a man from Batuta Heights has revealed that he's amazed at his girlfriend's ability to continue to buy so much shit despite not having anywhere to go.
What was this local man's name, Wendell?
Derek, his name was, I believe.
Shut up, Derek. Stop being a Derek.
Yeah, Derek contacted us this week wanting to whine about his girlfriend buying clothes that she can't really wear anywhere other than a sit-down meal at the pub at the moment. And look, he probably is right that Chantelle is buying a lot of clothes she'll probably wear 3 times, then leave in the cupboard for the next 2 years, then give to Lifeline. But his girlfriend's also revealed to us that he's not exactly Mr. Frugal.
Yeah, she said that he's bought more than his fair share of grog and takeaway over the ISO period and just shelled out for 2 full-price PlayStation games, which are not exactly cheap. Have any of you two bought some big-ticket items lately?
I got a new 360 hanging eggshell chair, Australian-made leather, but it was a joint purchase. It also doubles as a bit of a swing of some sort.
Well, you're not babysitting my kids anymore, Clancy. I just paid for a Pardis LAX 12 lever-action 12-gauge shotgun over the phone, but I won't be able to take it out on Lake Batuta to shoot a bunch of dolphins until, you know, I guess they open the lake again, which, you know, that's up to the national parks.
Yeah, a bit of a shame. Hopefully they do open it up soon. And wrapping up with a sports story now, a heavily Botox NRL wag has told her heavily tattooed NRL husband to not let those needles near him.
Yes, despite a long Instagram career that has seen her benefit from the use of needles, Gold Coast wag Caitlin Taya Shaley says she doesn't want her boyfriend to get the flu jab because it's dangerous for his health or something.
Anyway, that is all from us here at the Batuta Ravik. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back again next week with a wrap-up of all of the biggest stories from our humble inland newspaper. Until then, my name's Wendell Hussey.
I'm Clancy Overall. Be kind, be safe, wash your hands.
And my name is Errol Parker. Stay off the beach.